在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
北京万国语大学，北京万语音像出版社。
The Beijing Foreign Languages Audiovisual Publishing House.Beijing Foreign Studies University.
New Standard English Senior High, Book 4.Editor-in-Chief, Chen Lin.Simon Greenall, Vice Editor-in-Chief, Chan Lien Zhong, Writers, David Newbold, Diana Pai. Published by Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press in conjunction with Macmillan Publishers Limited.Module 1. Life in the Future. Reading and Vocabulary. Activity 2. Read the passage and check your ideas. The City of the Future.
What will the City of the Future look like? No one knows for sure, and making predictions is a risky business. But one thing is certain. They are going to get bigger before they get smaller. In the future,Care for the environment will become very important as Earth's natural resources run out. We will use lots of recycled materials, such as plastic, aluminium, steel, glass, wood, and paper. And we will waste fewer natural resources. We will also have to rely more on alternative energy, such as solar and wind power.All this seems certain, but there are plenty of things about city life in the future which are not certain. To find out what young people think about the future of urban life, a teacher at a university in Texas, in the United States, asked his students to think how they would run a city of 50,000 people in the year 2025. Here are some of the ideas they had.
Garbage ships.
To get rid of garbage problems, the city will load huge spaceships with waste materials and send them towards the sun, preventing landfill and environmental problems.
Batman nets.
Police will arrest criminals by firing nets instead of guns.
Forget smoking.
No smoking will be allowed within a future city's limits.Smoking will be possible only outside cities and outdoors.
Forget the malls.
In the future, all shopping will be done online, and catalogues will have voice commands to place orders.
Telephones for life.
Everyone will be given a telephone number at birth that will never change no matter where they live.
Recreation.
All forms of recreation, such as cinemas, bowling, softball, concerts and others, will be provided free of charge by the city.
Cars.
All cars will be powered by electricity, solar energy or wind, and it will be possible to change the color of cars at the flick of a switch.
Telesurgery.
Distance surgery will become common.As doctors carry out operations from thousands of miles away, with each city having its own telesurgery outpatient clinic.
Holidays at home.
Senior citizens and people with disabilities will be able to go anywhere in the world using high-tech cameras attached to their head.
Space travel.
Traveling in space by ordinary citizens will be common. Each city will have its own spaceport.
Listening and speaking. Activity 2. Listen to an architect talking about the home of the future and answer the questions.
Good afternoon, everybody. And on the program this afternoon is an expert on American domestic architecture, Mr. Simon Oppenheim, who's going to talk to us about the house of the future. So, where shall we be living in 20 years' time?
20 years isn't a long time. We won't be living underground or in space. We'll be living in houses and flats just as we do today.
What will the houses look like?
I think they'll look much the same as they do today, at least from the outside. But they will be different inside.
In what way?
For a start, they'll be more flexible. That means we'll be able to move the walls to create bigger or smaller rooms when we want to. So, the dining room and living room, as we know them, would disappear.
And the kitchen?
The kitchen will become the most important room in the house. We'll still be cooking, and we'll probably be using the kitchen more as a family room. And bathrooms will be bigger.
So, we'll be spending more time in the bath?
Just as other people have done in the past. Like in the days of the ancient Romans, when the bath had an important social function.
What about furniture?
Well, a lot of furniture will be the same. We'll still be sitting in chairs and using cupboards to keep things in. But the technology will be different. I think a single computer will control most of the functions in the house. And it will have a voice recognition system.
So we'll just have to say, switch on the light, and the light comes on?
Yes, that's right. And the technology will be smarter.
Smarter?
Yes. For example, if we run out of something, like there's no more milk left in the fridge, the computer will tell us. Maybe a shopping list would appear on the screen on the fridge. And the toilet will move higher or lower, depending on who uses it, a child or an adult.
Will the houses of the future be environment friendly?
Yes, definitely. We'll be using machines which use less energy. An example could be a dishwasher which doesn't need water. I think everyone will be trying hard to take care of the environment.
Does that mean you're optimistic about the future?
Oh, yes, very definitely.
Activity 3. Work in pairs and check your answers to Activity 2. Now listen again.
Good afternoon, everybody. And on the program this afternoon is an expert on American domestic architecture, Mr. Simon Oppenheim, who's going to talk to us about the house of the future. So, where shall we be living in 20 years' time?
20 years isn't a long time. We won't be living underground or in space. We'll be living in houses and flats just as we do today.
What will the houses look like?
I think they'll look much the same as they do today, at least from the outside. But they will be different inside.
In what way?
For a start, they'll be more flexible. That means we'll be able to move the walls to create bigger or smaller rooms when we want to. So, the dining room and living room, as we know them, would disappear.
And the kitchen?
The kitchen will become the most important room in the house. We'll still be cooking, and we'll probably be using the kitchen more as a family room. And bathrooms will be bigger.
So we'll be spending more time in the bath?
Just as other people have done in the past. Like in the days of the ancient Romans, when the bath had an important social function.
Hmm. What about furniture?
Well, a lot of furniture will be the same. We'll still be sitting in chairs and using cupboards to keep things in. But the technology will be different. I think a single computer will control most of the functions in the house. And it will have a voice recognition system.
So we'll just have to say, switch on the light, and the light comes on?
Yes, that's right. And the technology will be smarter.
Smarter?
Yes. For example, if we run out of something, like there's no more milk left in the fridge, the computer will tell us. Maybe a shopping list would appear on the screen on the fridge. And the toilet will move higher or lower, depending on who uses it, a child or an adult.
Will the houses of the future be environment friendly?
Yes, definitely. We'll be using machines which use less energy. An example could be a dishwasher which doesn't need water. I think everyone will be trying hard to take care of the environment.
Does that mean you're optimistic about the future?
Oh, yes, very definitely. Pronunciation. Activity 1. Underline the stressed words in this passage. Now listen and check. 20 years isn't a long time. We won't be living underground or in space. We'll be living in houses and flats just as we do today. Activity 2. Look at the stressed words. Predict what the passage says. Now listen and check. The kitchen will become the most important room in the house. We'll still be cooking, and we'll probably be using the kitchen more as a family room. And bathrooms will be bigger. Cultural Corner. Activity 1. Read the passage and decide which prediction you find most amusing. Famous last words.
Not all predictions come true. Many of them are wrong, and some are very wrong. Here are just a few of the bad predictions people made in the 20th century about the 21st century. Airplanes.
No flying machine will ever fly from New York to Paris.
Orville Wright, 1908. Computers.
I think there is a world market for maybe 5 computers.
Thomas Watson, chairman of IBM, 1943. Clothes.
30 years from now, people will be wearing clothes made of paper, which they will be able to throw away after wearing them 2 or 3 times.
Changing Times magazine, 1957. Men on the Moon.
With the first moon colonies predicted for the 1970s, work is now in progress on the types of building required for men to stay in when they're on the moon.
Arnold B. Barrack in The Changes to Come, 1962. The Beatles.
We don't like their sound, and guitar music is on the way out.
Decca Recording Company, Rejecting the Beatles, 1962. Robots in the House.
By the year 2000, housewives will probably have a robot shaped like a box with one large eye on the top, several arms and hands, and long narrow pads on the side for moving about.
New York Times, 1966. Keys.
By the mid-1980s, no one will ever need to hide a key under the doormat again, because there won't be any keys.
Computer scientist Christopher Evans, The Micro Millennium, 1979.
Activity 2. Write 5 to 7 sentences about life in China in the future.
Module 1. Words and expressions. Brick. Concrete. Mud. Alternative. Crime. For sure. Prediction. Risky.
Resort.
Run out. Material. Rely. Rely on. Solar. Urban. Get rid of. Load. Landfill. Arrest. Criminal. Fire. Limit. Outdoors. Online. Catalog. Command. Place order. Recreation. Bowling. Softball. Charge. Free of charge. Power. Flick. Switch. Surgery. Telesurgery. Outpatient. Clinic. Disability. Attach. Spaceport. Use up. Look out. Optimistic. Dishwasher. Definitely. Eventually. For a start. On the way out. Colony. Predict. Shape. Pad. Doormat.
Module 2. Traffic jam. Reading and vocabulary. Activity 1. Look at the passage and say who might find the information useful. Getting around in Beijing. Taxis.
Taxis are on the streets 24 hours a day. Simply raise your hand and a taxi appears in no time. They're usually red and they display the price per kilometer on the window. You should check the cab has a business permit and make sure you ask for a receipt.
Buses and trolleybuses.
Public transport provides a cheap way to get around in Beijing. There are 20,000 buses and trolleybuses in Beijing, but they can get very crowded. It's a good idea to avoid public transport during the rush hour, 6:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Fares are cheap, starting at 1 yuan. Air-conditioned buses cost more. Buses numbered 1 to 100 are limited to travel within the city centre. Higher numbers have destinations in the suburbs. Tourists shouldn't miss the 103 bus, which offers one of the most impressive routes, past the Forbidden City and the White Pagoda in Beihai Park. If you get on a double-decker bus, make sure you sit upstairs. You'll have a good view of the rapidly changing city. Most buses run from about 5 a.m. to midnight. However, there is also a night bus service, provided by buses with a number in the 200s.
Minibuses. Minibuses with seats for 12 passengers offer an alternative to expensive taxis and crowded public transport in some areas. They run regular services and follow the same routes as large public buses. And in a minibus, you always get a seat, even in rush hours. Underground.
There are 4 underground lines in Beijing, and several lines are under construction. Trains are fast and convenient, but rush hours can be terrible. A one-way trip costs 3 yuan. Station names are marked in pinyin. The underground is open from 5 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Pedicabs.
Tourists like these human-pedal tricycle taxis, but they can be expensive. You should talk to the driver and make sure you know the price before you begin the journey. For example, if it is per person, single, or return. Tricycles are worth using if you want to explore the narrow alleys, hutong, of old Beijing.
Listening and speaking. Activity 1. Listen to people of Beijing speaking about traffic problems in the city. Before you listen, tick the topics you think they will talk about. Now listen and check. Speaker 1.
On my way home a few days ago, I got stuck again in the traffic. While I was waiting, I saw a group of taxi drivers in front of me getting out of their cars. They seemed to know each other. They had coffee cups, and one of them carried a thermos flask and poured out some hot water to make tea. It was quite funny. But even after the tea party was over, the traffic was still jammed and we still couldn't move.
Speaker 2. A few weeks ago, I had to catch a plane to Sichuan province. The plane took off at 5:30 p.m., so I set off at 2:30 p.m. to allow plenty of time to get to the airport. But it wasn't enough time. At 5 p.m., I was still only at the third ring road. It was just ridiculous. There was no way I was going to catch the plane. So I told the taxi driver to turn back and go home. Speaker 3.
It's only 7 kilometers from my home to my place of work, but every day it's almost certain there'll be a traffic jam as I get near the West 4th Ring Road. It's so annoying. It takes at least 15 to 20 minutes to get through it. I think the traffic jams are usually caused by people disobeying traffic rules. To get to the front of the line, they often take the bicycle lane. It's the same with pedestrians and cyclists. They don't wait for the green light to pass.
Speaker 4.
Beijing traffic seems to have got noticeably worse recently. The causes seem to be roadworks as the city prepares for the Olympics and a huge increase in new car owners and new drivers. Whatever the cause, it's enough to drive you mad. Why not limit the number of cars, build more underground lines, or follow Shanghai and build roads in the sky? These days, I only go out in my car at night after 9 p.m. That way, I avoid the worst of the traffic.
Speaker 5.
Going to the Summer Palace the other evening, there was a big traffic jam at a narrow bridge, one lane in either direction. So obviously, there were lots of cars overtaking on the wrong side of the road, which then came to a complete stop when a car came in the other direction. Result? No one was able to move for 10 minutes. As soon as it cleared, The same thing happened again. It's unbelievable.
Activity 2. Listen and match the traffic situations with the speakers. Speaker 1.
On my way home a few days ago, I got stuck again in the traffic. While I was waiting, I saw a group of taxi drivers in front of me getting out of their cars. They seemed to know each other. They had coffee cups, and one of them carried a thermos flask and poured out some hot water to make tea. It was quite funny. But even after the tea party was over, the traffic was still jammed and we still couldn't move.
Speaker 2. A few weeks ago, I had to catch a plane to Sichuan Province. The plane took off at 5:30 p.m. So I set off at 2:30 p.m. to allow plenty of time to get to the airport. But it wasn't enough time. At 5 p.m, I was still only at the third ring road. It was just ridiculous. There was no way I was going to catch the plane, so I told the taxi driver to turn back and go home. Speaker 3.
It's only 7 kilometers from my home to my place of work, but every day it's almost certain there'll be a traffic jam as I get near the West Fourth Ring Road. It's so annoying. It takes at least 15 to 20 minutes to get through it. I think the traffic jams are usually caused by people disobeying traffic rules. To get to the front of the line, they often take the bicycle lane. It's the same with pedestrians and cyclists. They don't wait for the green light to pass.
Speaker 4.
Beijing traffic seems to have got noticeably worse recently. The causes seem to be roadworks as the city prepares for the Olympics, and a huge increase in new car owners and new drivers. Whatever the cause, it's enough to drive you mad. Why not limit the number of cars, build more underground lines, or follow Shanghai and build roads in the sky? These days, I only go out in my car at night after 9 p.m. That way, I avoid the worst of the traffic.
Speaker 5.
Going to the Summer Palace the other evening, there was a big traffic jam at a narrow bridge, one lane in either direction. So obviously, there were lots of cars overtaking on the wrong side of the road, which then came to a complete stop when a car came in the other direction. Result? No one was able to move for 10 minutes. As soon as it cleared, the same thing happened again. It's unbelievable.